how do you prepare to play a character like that? He's a big brute, but he's actually, like, if you read the comics, and I'm sure you did to prepare, he's pretty deep too.
He is, and that's one of the reasons that I actually love the idea of playing him. And I knew that Tim's concept was not to play him like he was an X-Men, but to play him like he is in the comics. I mean, Tim knows this world and the characters inside and out. And he had this complete preconceived concept for how he was going to pull off Deadpool, how the characters were going to be. And because of that, I was totally intrigued that we could play depth into Colossus.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even more intriguing is that with this new technology, the facial performance actually emotes in such a way that comes out in the final character. I can understand people's preconceived notions with the way motion capture is done in the past, where you have like 200 markers on your face and it knows when your eyes are open and when your mouth is moving, but that's about it.
Yeah.
The new system gets all, it records micro expressions, it records all the wrinkles, every single thing that's going on in your face is captured and put on the final character. So that gave us the opportunity to play Colossus in a way where there are times where, you know, if he does things with his eyebrows that just say, you feel for him. You're like, you can see his frustration even if he doesn't say anything. And he's going to be big on the screen. I mean, he's the full screen for a lot of shots. And that all comes through, and I just think it's awesome when you see it.
How do you think you connect to him as a character?
Well, he's the behind-the-scenes guy, and that's what I've always been, and that's the way I looked at it. Like, he doesn't fight unless he's provoked or someone else's life or they're in danger of some kind. And he, like in Deadpool, his job is to try to convince Ryan to become join the X-Men, become a superhero, and do good. And it's so funny because, you know, my idea for, you know, when we started inventing this technology was like, there's got to be a better way. We can help people, you know, actors get more out of their performance in motion capture and so on and so forth. So I actually feel like there's a huge similarity in what Colossus does and what I do,
mm-hmm.
Or used to do in my life. I also like the idea that he's sort of I don't want to say he's the straight man, but, you know, everything's bounced off of him. Like, you know, he's called all kinds of names and things. And that's my sensibility when it comes to humor.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually thought this was a really good fit. And I think Tim did too because of those things.